From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and about folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information. Because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. And if you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep a pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And as always, we're going to start off with announcements. Are you looking for a job? Well, there's a job out there for you at the Appalachian Restoration Campaign. This is a project of Heartwood, and they're looking for an administrator, program guider, communicator, fundraiser. And if you have the following qualifications: management of nonprofits, fundraising, coordination of staff, community organizing, sophisticated computer skills, GIS ability required, commitment to grassroots forest protection is necessary, and knowledge of forest protection issues is a plus. If these are things that you can do and you'd like to work for $19,000 a year plus health coverage, holidays, vacation, flexible work schedule, casual and friendly atmosphere in a beautiful location in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, then this job is for you. It's the coordinator position at the Appalachian Restoration Campaign. You're going to need a resume. You're going to need a cover letter, and you're going to need some references. And three references, and you'll need them. Send them to, here's the address: ARC, P.O. Box 2786, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22902. That's ARC, P.O. Box 2786, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22902. Or you can send email to S-C-U-R-R-Y, scurry at firstva.com. That's scurry at firstva.com. And this position is going to be open until February 29th. All right. The Earth First Activist Conference is coming up. It's, for most people who listen to this show, it's going to be this coming weekend. And for those of you here locally, it is the next weekend. But anyway, it's February 10th through 13th, and it's going to be held in the Mojave Desert south of Kelso, California. And Kelso is south of Baker, which is on I-15 between San Bernardino and Las Vegas, actually between Barstow and Las Vegas. Once you get to Baker, California, turn south on Kel Baker Road, about 35 miles to Kelso, and stay on Kel Baker Road in another 7.2 miles. There'll be a dirt road with a sign. Turn right and go to the end of the road. That's where Earth First Organizers Conference 2000 is going to be held, the Winter Fiesta and 20th Anniversary Hike. This time for real, they say. Anyway, the directions in the Earth First Journal are not correct. So Go to Baker, go to Kelso, 7.2 miles south of Kelso. There's a dirt road with a sign, turn right and go to the end. That's west, I believe. You'll need $20, you'll need food, you'll need water, you'll need camping supplies, you'll need firewood. There's no wood out there, folks. It's the middle of the desert. And it's going to be chilly, if not downright cold. Been known to snow out there in the wintertime. So Uncle Dennis will see you out there at the Earth First Activist Conference 2000. And by the way, for you folks out there in Radio Land and you folks out here in the local area, there will be no Earth First radio show, produced by Uncle Dennis anyway, next week. That's February 10th. I will be in Mojave. So don't look for me here at the radio station or on the internet. There is no show February 10th, at least not on the internet. February 12th, if you're back in Tennessee, I believe this is Eastern Tennessee. There's a demonstration against the Tennessee Valley Authority's filthy Kingston coal facility in Eastern Tennessee. TVA is killing the Southern Appalachian Highlands with their coal operations, and this nonviolent public protest will be at noon and run for a couple of hours. If you want more information, call 423-633-8483. That's 423-633-8483 for more information, and this is sponsored by the River Faction of Catua Earth First. Are you looking for broadcasting skills? Maybe you want to do an Earth First radio show like Uncle Dennis. Well, coming up on February 12th is a workshop in Berkeley, California. This one is on interviewing and field recording techniques. Interviewing and field recording techniques. That's February 12th, and this is brought to us by IRATE, the International Radio Action Training Education Team. And the training will take place in West Berkeley, California. The address, 2547 8th Street. That's 2547 8th Street in Berkeley, California. Unit number 24, it says. And you'll find this between Parker and Dwight Avenues. Enter through Bay 3. It says a suggested donation of $10 to $25 is requested. Starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 12th. A forest protection workshop. This one's taking place in Portland, Oregon on February 13th. That's a Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Snake and Weasel, 1720 Southeast 12th Avenue, just south of Hawthorne in Portland, Oregon. The workshop will overview the National Forest timber sale process. There'll be a lesson on drafting comments to those timber sales and a training on how to monitor timber sales on the ground, sometimes known as ground truthing. This is brought to you by BARC. Want further information? Contact Greg at 503-331-0374. That's 503-331-0374. Yosemite Valley's draft Merced River Plan has been released for public comment. There are hearings. The next upcoming hearings are, on Saturday, February 5th in Palo Alto at the Hyatt Ricky's from 11:30 to 5. Sunday, February 6th in Berkeley at the James Kinney Park and Recreation Center, 11:30 to 5. And that's at the corner of 8th and Delaware. Tuesday, February 8th in Sacramento at the Holiday Inn Northeast, 5321 Date Avenue from 4 to 9:30 p.m. February 9th in Merced, California. That's a Wednesday at the Multicultural Art Center, 645 West Main Street from 4 to 9:30. On February 10th, that's a Thursday in Mariposa at the Senior Activity Center, 5246 Spriggs Lane from 4 to 9. And in Yosemite on Friday, February 11th at El Portal Elementary School, 9670 Rancheria Flat Road from 5 to 9. Monday, February 14th in Yosemite at the East and West Auditoriums. That take the little divider out there. That's at the Yosemite Valley Visitors Center. Uncle Dennis knows it well. I was an intern there from 4 to 9:30 p.m. And on Tuesday, February 15th at Fish Camp, Tenaya Lodge, 1122 Highway 41. That's and believe that's in the southern part of Yosemite, from 4 to 9 p.m. As always, you can submit written comments. I don't actually have the address for those written comments. I'm going to have to find that out, but you might just try looking up Yosemite National Park and see if they give them to you there. Coming up in Seattle on February 7th at Victor Steinbrook Park, adjacent to Pike Place Market, people of Washington will not soon forget May 17, 1999, the day the U.S. government violated federal environmental law and permitted the slaughter of a baby gray whale in the waters of our state. The Macaw Nation, supported and financed by the National Marine Fisheries Service and the U.S. Coast Guard, shot and killed a whale less than a mile and a half off the Washington coast. The slaughter is scheduled to continue this year, even as scientific evidence grows that these whales are part of a small resident population. Worse, the resumption of global whaling is certain if the president set that day is not reversed. On the morning of February 8th, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will convene in Seattle to hear the appeal on legal action seeking to set aside the U.S. government's authorization to hunt and kill gray whales in the waters off the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. So join us on the evening of February 7th, 5 p.m. Once again, that's in Seattle at Victor Steinbrook Park, adjacent to Pike Place Market in Seattle, Washington. For further information, contact Sandra at 206-361-0736, 206-361-0736, or Dan at 360-378-3109. Once again, that number for Dan, 360-378-3109. Plum Creek Timber is applied for another incidental take permit. And unfortunately, the public hearings are over, but you can still submit written comments on this permit to kill salmon, trout, and other species under a habitat conservation plan. Write your comments, and they must be received by February 15th to Ted Koch, that's K-O-C-H, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1387 South Vinnell, V-I-N-N-E-L-L Way, number 368, Boise, Idaho, 83709. Once again, Ted Koch, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1387 South Vinnell Way, number 368, in Boise, Idaho, 83709. Here's another address, Bob Ries, R-I-E-S, National Marine Fisheries Service, 1387 South Vinnell Way, number 377, in Boise, Idaho. And again, the zip 83709. That National Marine Fisheries Service name, Bob Ries, 1387 South Vinnell Way, number 377 in Boise, Idaho, 83709. And activists are asked to request a full 90-day comment period, and you can obtain draft documents at the addresses that you've already given. You folks up on the net, some of you may have heard about the World Hunger Site. That's www.thehungersite.com, where a click of the mouse will donate rice to starving people. Once again, that's www.thehungersite, all one word, .com, for donating rice. You want to save the rainforest online? The site says you can change the world if you click on the button at http://rainforest.care2.com. That's rainforest.care2.com. And the sponsors of that site will donate money to purchased rainforest acreage. So get out there and start clicking. I believe you can click once a day, but do click every day. rainforestcare2.com. And the National Marine Fisheries Service is proposing new rules to protect threatened West Coast salmon species. And steelhead, these are the 4D rules that Uncle Dennis testified at a hearing yesterday on. But there's only one more hearing, I believe, and that's in San Luis Obispo. But by the time most people hear this, that hearing will be over. You can file written comments on the proposed 4D rules by March 6th, please, by mail to Branch Chief, Protected Resources Division, National Marine Fisheries Service, Northwest Region, 525 Northeast Oregon Street, Suite 500, Portland, Oregon, 97232. Once again, that address for comments on the National Marine Fisheries 4D rules to protect salmon and steelhead on the west coast of the United States. Those comments must be received by mail by the 6th of March. The address, once again, Branch Chief, Protected Resources Division, National Marine Fisheries Service, Northwest Region, 525 Northeast Oregon Street, Suite 500, Portland, Oregon, 97232. Unfortunately, no email or internet comments will be accepted on the 4D rules. I don't know why. We should protest that. We really should. Coming up is the National Forest Protection Alliance Strategy and Planning Meeting. This is happening from February 28th through March 2nd. The National Forest Protection Alliance will be hosting a working meeting at Brighton Bush Hot Springs in Oregon. Pre-registration is required by all participants by Friday, February 18th. And during the meeting, they will review and build upon current strategies in place and develop working plans of action for groups and individuals. You'll focus your discussions around the National Forest Protection Act campaign components, and sounds like they'll have a lot of work to do. Registration, once again, the registration deadline is February 18th for the National Forest Protection Alliance Strategy and Planning Meeting, being held February 28th through March 2nd. Here's the address: National Forest Protection Alliance, P.O. Box 8264, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Once again, that's National Forest Protection Alliance, P.O. Box 8264, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Or you can send email to Russell at wildrockies.org. That's R-U-S-S-E-L-L at wildrockies.org. Or you can call Jeanette at 406-542-7565. Once again, that phone number, 406-542-7565. You like Casey Neal? He's going to be playing around various places. Richmond, Indiana at Earlham College on February 6th. West Lafayette, Indiana at Purdue University, February 7th. Athens, Ohio at the Casa Cantina, February 8th. Mansfield, Ohio at the Kingwood Center Meeting Hall, February 9th. Let's see here. February 10th through 12th, he'll be at the Folk Alliance Conference in Cleveland, Ohio. February 13th, he'll be back in Olympia, Washington at the Washington Center for Performing Arts at 7 p.m. February 18th in Portland, Oregon at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House Folklore Society. That's 4312 Southeast Stark Avenue. And February 26th at Tacoma, Washington at the Wintergrass Festival in the Celtic Show. Okay, and that's it for February. For Casey Neal. Happening this coming weekend in Southern California, the Rally for the River, next Wednesday in Southern California, the Santa Clara River is threatening to become another Los Angeles County storm drain. There's going to be a demonstration at the Valencia High School in Santa Clarita, California, Wednesday, February 9th at 6 p.m. That's about 30 miles north of Los Angeles. Take the Magic Mountain Parkway exit off of I-5, go left at McBean, and ask around for the Valencia High School, Wednesday, February 9th. All right, let's get into action news here. Eight environmental and human rights activists were arrested for staging a sit-in at Vice President Al Gore's presidential campaign headquarters in Manchester, New Hampshire. The protesters wanted Al Gore to use his connections with Occidental Petroleum, also known as Oxy, to stop the U.S. corporation from drilling on the indigenous Yuwa lands of Colombia. The group say Gore holds about $500,000 of Oxy stock and has received campaign contributions from them. Since January 19th, at least 500 and as many as several thousand Colombian soldiers have been occupying an area of traditional territory to which the Yuwa hold legal title. The Colombian army forcibly evicted dozens of Yuwa from their land using helicopters, and three Yuwa people are reported missing. More information at www.ran.org and www.amazonwatch.org. And in genetic engineering action, recently the nighttime gardeners of Reclaim the Seeds ushered in the upcoming gardening season with a raid on the Federal Biotechnology Research Facility at the Western Regional Research Center of the USDA's Agricultural Research Facility. cutting their way into a greenhouse containing transgenic wheat, destroying over half the crop and ruining the experiment, along with the University of California's Plant Gene Expression Center in Albany, California. The USDA operates this facility, known for its research on transgenic corn, tomatoes, and potatoes, as well as the genetic manipulation of fruit tree DNA into its labs. The WRRC describes one of its goals as to develop new and novel food and industrial products using biotechnology to develop improved tailored agricultural crops and bioengineering to create new products from agricultural crops and processing company products. If you want more information, go to www.enviroweb.org/ALFIS/. That's www.enviroweb.org/ALFIS/. And in anti-whaling action in the Antarctic Ocean, two Greenpeace activists were dragged halfway up the stern ramp of a Japanese whaling ship after they attached their flexible boat to a line transferring a harpooned minke whale from a Japanese whaler. The crew on board the Nishin Maru used a long-handled flensing knife, normally used for butchering whales, to cut the inflatable boat from the tow rope, sending it shooting back down the stern ramp into the icy Antarctic waters. As the Nishin Maru moved away at high speed in order to resume whaling, six activists jumped into sub-zero waters in front of the ship, which did not slow down or divert from its course. Fortunately, no one was injured. If you want more information, browse down to www.greenpeace.org for more information. Let's go into world news. From Thailand comes the word to boycott the Bulldozer movie. Democracy and environmental groups in Thailand and beyond are shocked and outraged at the way 20th Century Fox used the force of power and big money to produce the movie The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. In late 1998, the U.S. company, which belongs to Rupert Murdoch's News Corp empire, bulldozed and reshaped Maya Beach, part of the Phi-Phi Islands National Park, for just 2 weeks of filming because its natural scenery was not considered good enough to project Hollywood's ideal of a tropical paradise. The filmmakers not only committed gross eco-crimes to be prosecuted by the law, but they also need to be condemned for the contempt of the local people who revere Maya Beach as a sacred ground. Who do you need to talk to? Please help our friends in Thailand by writing a letter to producer Andrew McDonald telling him you will boycott the film. Here's his address: Andrew McDonald, producer, care of Carol Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L, 10201 West Pico Boulevard, Building 89, Room 224, Los Angeles, California, 90035. Once again, that's Andrew McDonald, producer, care of Carol Sewell, 10201 West Pico Boulevard, Building 89, Room 224, Los Angeles, California, 90035. And by all means, don't watch the movie The Beach. A real bummer. From Brazil, the indigenous people Pataxo Hahahe are claiming their territorial rights on an area of 53,000 acres in the southern region of the state of Bahia, which contain remnants of the once luxurious Mata Atlantica forest that spreads along the ocean coast. These lands, converted into pastures, were invaded by ranchers, which are using them for cattle raising and in some areas planting cacao, they make chocolate and cocoa from it. Such use of the land after massive deforestation has caused severe environmental impacts on soils and water supplies. In 1936, the lands of Pataxo Hahahe were demarcated, but gradually were invaded by some 300 ranchers or fazendeiros, who even got land titles from local authorities in order to get these ranchers out of the state agency on indigenous peoples' issues, went to court in 1983 trying to prove that the land titles given to the ranchers were totally invalid once the lands had already been declared to be indigenous. That case is now being considered by the Federal High Court in Brazil. The Pataxo Hahahe have tried to recover their lands from the fazendeiros. Unfortunately, the leader, Cacique Gerson de Souza Melo, has been arbitrarily imprisoned. If you need more information, you can send email to cimies@aranet.com.br. That's cimies@aranet.com.br. The Mashkopiro, Yora, Amahuaca, and Yaminahua indigenous peoples in the Amazonic Alta Piedras region of the Madre de Dios in Peru are being threatened by pending forest concessions. These peoples, called uncontacted, which means they have chosen to remain in isolation from Peruvian society, would have their way of life as well as their natural resources severely impacted if logging on their ancestral lands actually takes place. The indigenous organization Madre de Dios Native Federation has been trying for years to find a way to make the survival of the native inhabitants of that region possible, but the Peruvian government is up to decide about licensing of the concessions very shortly. Those interested in supporting the struggle can address the following Peruvian authorities by means of a letter to Alberto Fujimori, President of the Republic of Peru. I guess it's a fax number. Okay, 011-51-1426. 6770. That fax number again, 011-51-1426-6770. Belisario de las Casas is the Minister of Agriculture. His number, 011-51-1431-0109. Once again, that's 011-51-1431-0109. We have a little time for music here as we end the first half hour of Earth First Radio. So here's some Robert Hoyt, and this one's called Enough.
Early this AM, I stumbled out of bed. Stayed up too long, worrying about being dead. Mumble something about the traffic and the boss just looked annoyed. Lunchtime outside felt the sun upon my face, but it reminded me of another time and place. Heard the birds sing, music in the air, then I felt something drop into my hair. My heart sings as it gets back. I'll get up to leave. My head spins as it gets just too full of stuff. Sometimes you just gotta say enough. Yeah, enough. Oh, enough. Oh, yes, enough. Saving the world can be so hard to do when no one else cares, at least not as much as you. A few precious moments, a few things to share, but it costs me a lot of stress, cause it's such a mess and we're not getting anywhere. My heart sings as it gets battered on my sleeve, and my senses all get up to leave. My head spins as it gets just too full of stuff. Sometimes you just gotta say enough. Yeah, enough. Well, what's enough? I'll tell you what's enough. It's enough time, enough sleep, enough benefits to reap, enough money, enough love, enough of anything you can think of, enough power, enough brains, enough patience and enough pain, enough ignorance, enough bliss, enough of that and enough of this. My heart sings as it gets battered on my sleeve, and my senses all get up to leave. My head spins as it gets just too full stuff. Sometimes you just gotta say enough. Yeah, enough. Oh, enough. Oh, yes, enough. Ooh, enough, 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 enough already.
And Earth First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.